The idea is to bring students from all over Wisconsin to the Apostle Islands area to see for themselves what happens when the climate warms. Kathy Techman is the education coordinator at the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center near Ashland.
People don't always get the research end of climate change. It's more when they see place-based evidence of how climate change is affecting them and other cultures around them that the issue really becomes real to them. And that's what we're trying to do here with this project, is integrating the effects on Ojibwe lifeways and subsistence gathering and fishing and hunting.
The Bad River and Red Cliff reservations on Lake Superior are seeing wild rice and maple syrup harvests diminish. Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Program Director Jim St. Arnold says young people need to learn about the impact of warmer weather.
Beyond the recycling and all the other information, or the carbon emissions and such, how does it affect their life? Just to give them an opportunity to think about how it affects them.
Apostle Islands Education Chief Neil Houck says this program isn't pro or con climate change.
Whether it's happening, whether it's not, whether people are to blame or not, you know, that'll all be a part of the discussion.
The Climate Change Challenge program begins with a four-day session in July, training 20 teachers about climate change on Ojibwe people. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.